This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. A judge who dismissed a 2021 kidnapping case against the alleged Club Q shooter warned last year that the defendant was planning a shootout and needed mental health treatment. The comments add to warning signs authorities had about the suspect's increasingly violent behavior. The judge declined to comment on Friday. The Denver Police Department is focusing efforts on gun safety and storage. CPR's Lucretia Wimbley reports.
More than 700 guns have been stolen from cars in 2022, according to police. Denver Police Chief Ron Thomas says some of those guns end up in the hands of juveniles, which is why safely storing guns is critical.
There have been 6 accidental shootings as a result of juveniles gaining access to a weapon inside of a home, and 4 of those incidents were fatal.
In response to a rise in gun thefts and violence, police are giving away free gun locks this weekend at various Denver parks and rec centers on Saturday. I'm Lucretia Wimbley, CPR News.
The Colorado River is drying up, and some water experts met in Las Vegas Friday to talk about how to better manage it. Andy Mueller heads the Colorado River Water District based in Glenwood Springs.
Water is our future. Without water, any community represented here doesn't have a future. What we have to do is actually work together to make sure that every community has a future.
But no concrete plans were put forward on how to do that. This is CPR News and KRCC.